Sometimes our vacations fly by at a clip with a flurry of camera clicks. We barely have time to take it all in before dashing to the next destination. What if you could slow down and sit for a few hours sketching your surroundings instead of documenting every meal on your phone? Cincinnati Edition producer Selena Reeder recently spoke with a group of urban sketchers.
My grandfather's travel journals are filled with restaurant receipts, a coaster from a pub, and watercolors of my grandmother in floppy hats and round sunglasses. He sketched alongside his friend Phil Mason and captured Phil at his easel, a basilica or cobblestone alley in the distance. During the war, my grandfather sketched the streets of Kokura, Japan. A painting of a busy market hangs in my dining room. His sketchbooks are a glimpse into a world that has changed. Now, urban sketching groups are forming all over the world. This August, some will travel to Cincinnati, sketchbooks and paints packed, for a regional summit. Mariana Briner, Kendra Brown, and Jeb Brack of Urban Sketchers Cincinnati join me to discuss the summit and how urban sketching is growing in popularity. Welcome to the show.
Thank you
very much.
Jeb, where did Urban Sketchers start and how has it grown?
Well, I believe that the first Urban Sketchers group was out in Seattle. There was an architect and designer out there who loved to go out sketching and wanted to share it with people. And so he started this thing called Urban Sketchers. Here in Cincinnati, it began in about 2017 with a woman named Christina Wald, who is one of our administrators. She is currently in Tuscany sketching like crazy, but she invited a bunch of us to just go with her out into the community and begin to sketch. And then in about 2017, after we'd been doing it for a while, she said, we really ought to be an official chapter of Urban Sketchers. And that's when it was formed as an official chapter of the Urban Sketchers movement, if you want to call it that.
Now, there are urban sketching groups all over the world, correct?
That is absolutely right. I've sketched with people in Madrid and New York City. And you know, just anywhere you go, either in the U.S. or abroad, you can probably find a group of sketchers to sketch with.
Now, I want to ask all of you what your personal connection is to sketching and art and what compels you to document what you see. So, Kendra, let's start with you.
I actually started drawing when I was about 4 years old and did my undergraduate just down the street at Xavier in art. And I've been in a creative adjacent career since then, like editing, graphic design, graphic arts. But from the time I graduated college until about 2018, I really didn't draw that much. And Urban Sketchers was kind of like my gateway back into that drawing and incorporating a regular art habit back into my life.
And Mariana, how about you?
Well, I've done art since I was four. My mother was an artist and always encouraged me. I have an art degree from NKU. And mostly I focused on figurative art. So I still do that with the Cincinnati Art Club. I do portraiture, and I like to take my time with it. So urban sketching makes me do something completely different and out of my box. I have to get it done in an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm not that good at architecture. So that makes me realize perspective and straight lines and then composing a decent composition on the fly.
And Jeb, how about you?
Like everybody else, I started drawing as a kid. And like many children, I gave it up in my teens because I wasn't drawing as well as I wanted to. A lot of kids move away from drawing when they realize that their skills aren't up to what they hope it's going to look like. I came back to it as an adult and realized that the way to do it was by sketching all the time. Drawing all the time is the way to get better. And I did that by watching Christina and other folks in Urban Sketchers. Just they always had a sketchbook with them and they always were working on something. And boy, were they good. Oh, so good. And so I wanted to be as good as that. And so I have been drawing ever since.
So there's so much I want to follow up on now. Let's start with sketching versus drawing. I would say there's a difference. And what is it about this style that's looser? And as you said, having to get something done in an hour and plein air, doing it outside or wherever you are, you just pull out your sketchbook. How is this different from formal drawing in the studio with, say, a model or a still life?
It's not that different from a studio with a live model, except the model is holding still. Now, you go to the zoo, and you're drawing a gorilla, and everything you know about human proportion is out the window. Now I have to rethink, what am I looking at? And he's not going to hold still forever. Mm-hmm. So you get it down quickly, and then maybe sometimes you might take a picture on the phone just to, you know, as a quick reference, you know, just to, okay, that was going on. Also, light will change, even in an hour and 45 minutes. Plein air is similar in that you take a canvas outside and you do a landscape of some sort. But with plein air, you're allowed to rearrange the landscape if you want to. With urban sketching, you're supposed to report exactly what you see in front of you. That means the power lines, the mailbox, the fire plug, whatever. Just put it in. And this is like your grandfather's sketchbook. This is me in this place and this time right now.
This is an interesting rule and seems very tempting to break. Let's talk about getting started. The materials that you're going to need and just the advice for getting started with urban sketching.
Okay. The materials that you will need are lengthy and detailed. You need something to draw with and something to draw on. That's it. Now, every artist, every sketcher experiments with all the different kinds of materials that are available, different pencils, different papers, different paints, different pens, pastels, markers, whatever. And urban sketchers, you're allowed to do whatever moves you, whatever materials you want to use, you're welcome to do that. But you don't have to go fancy. It's not something like that. And as far as getting started with urban sketchers, all you got to do is find one of our events and show up. There's no cost. There's no judgment there. In fact, most of the people who are there will gladly discuss with you any questions you might have or, you know, help you see things in a different way or give you tips on drawing or things like that. So check on our Facebook page, check on our blog, and come to one of the outings. I guarantee you're going to be welcome and you're going to have a good time.
If you're just joining us, we're discussing the urban sketching movement with artists Mariana Briner, Kendra Brown, and Jeb Brack. Do you have to be an artist, Mariana, to do these sketches? There's such a freeness and looseness with it.
No. I think actually everyone is an artist in some way. I think there's art in slicing vegetables. You know, there's art in how you pick out an outfit. So just putting it down on paper, a lot of times when we're working in the field, people come up and see a bunch of us working and then say, is this a class? It's like, no. It's just a chance to work with other artists. There's comfort in numbers. So you don't feel like a weirdo being the only one sitting there with the sketchbook out.
People all the time see us sketching and they'll say, boy, I wish I could draw. And I say, you can. Just make marks on paper and that's drawing. Now, it probably isn't going to be as good as you want it to be right away if you haven't really been putting practice into it, but that's the way you get started. You have to do that.
Now, if you want a class, that's what the summit is for.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's talk about the summit. Tell us the dates, Kendra. This is coming up in August.
Yes. It's the second weekend of August, August 8th through 10th. And our workshops and sketch walk, I should say paid workshops and sketch walks are on Saturday, August 9th. We're doing a new format this year where we have workshop in the morning and then sketch walk in the afternoon. In previous years, we had workshops for both the morning and afternoon sessions. We've got six workshops available, and we've got three new instructors as well as three returning instructors. And then those same instructors will also lead the sketch walks in the afternoon, although those won't be formal art training or demos. They'll just basically be an opportunity for everybody to kind of to talk about art, discuss techniques.
And we have a link with more information on this on our website. So tell us, do you expect that people are going to be coming from all over?
Yes. We're probably going to get a lot of Cincinnati and Dayton people, but we also expect folks from Columbus as well as Cleveland. And in past years, we've also had some folks from further out, like we've had, you know, from Maryland, from West Virginia, from Michigan. So we've gotten a few folks up from outside Ohio as well.
Mm-hmm. Mariana, you were talking about the comfort in numbers. How important is this, that this is a group, that there are these urban sketching groups all over where you're not just sketching by yourself in a coffee shop, but you have this camaraderie?
I think it's huge. I mean, it is. You do feel like you're part of something bigger.
When you showed up this morning for this interview, you were down in our lobby. And when I came to greet you, you were sketching. What were you sketching?
Your lobby, which looks amazing. And I really want to have a sketch outing here.
Yeah.
Because you have this mobile. It's really colorful. People can't see this on the radio, but it's a wonderful open space. It's well lit and clean and new. And we're happy to sketch anywhere, honestly.
Yeah. And Jeb, looking through Mariana's sketchbooks, I can see how many places you've been. You have an outing about once a month, and you have other more informal get-togethers more often than that. So you're all over the place. Tell me some of the places that you've been.
Well, name an iconic place in Cincinnati, and we've been there. And it's more like 3 or 4 outings every month. We have our official big Saturday outing on the third Saturday of every month. But then we also go to coffee shops on one day in the month, and we also go for our bourbon sketchers at a distillery or a brewery or a bar and have a drink or two and sketch there. And then there will be some zoo outing, right?
Yes.
Towards the end of the month on Fridays we do a zoo outing. So we're all over the place, you know. Cincinnati Museum Center, the Art Museum. Hit me with some of your favorites, guys.
Finley Market. Fountain Square,
the car show,
Rubley Bridge.
Yep, the car show.
Yeah, I go to that every year and spend the whole day just drawing cool cars.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorites.
So that kind of gets me to what Mariana was telling me also about, like, kind of wishful sketching, because I imagine if you go to a car show, you're going to wish that you had those cars, and at least you can sketch them. You said that during the pandemic, your group sketched places you'd like to travel to. So you got to imagine these locations and put them down on paper as if you were doing travel sketching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was more of a, you know, that was a difficult time because the idea behind Urban Sketchers is to go out into the community together and sketch what you see and then post it online. That's very important.
Yes.
So that people can see what artists are seeing of their town or their area. And of course, during the early months of the pandemic, everybody was staying indoors and staying away from people. So we had to get a little creative. You could go off of reference photos. You could sketch something in your house. We had a whole bunch of prompts that you could do to keep your sketching muscles going, but we're glad that we could get back out into the community as quickly as we did.
Yeah. Mariana, tell me about the difference between keeping a travel journal, a travel sketchbook, and doing urban sketching. I mean, is there even a difference? Because I think that there's something particular about committing to sketching while you're traveling.
Yeah, I think traveling, you're going to focus on where you are more than just taking a picture. If you have the time to sit, if you're on a tour bus, that's going to be harder. But taking a record of everything that you've, like, picked up a postcard, you picked up a little something, here's a memory I put in, here's what I ate, you know, here's my plate of food. I know on Robin Carnes is going to be doing one of the workshops is on an accordion sketchbook where you can unfold it and see the entire trip. Mm-hmm. And that looks really exciting.
And Kendra, you know, that idea that you're going to sit down and slow down and take some time to sketch while you're traveling instead of rushing off from location to location and trying to document as much as you can on your smartphone. How is that, like, a special way to connect? And is it just something that anybody could try doing on a vacation to just explore the surroundings in a different way?
Yes, I definitely think so. But I will say, even from my own personal experience, sometimes slowing down is part of the process as well, because it can be hard to, especially if you're in a place where there's a lot of things around. And so trying to slow down and pick a spot and not feel overwhelmed by, oh my goodness, I have to try to draw all this. I find that difficult at times. But as I said, it is something people can do, but it may not necessarily be simply a matter of just sitting down and doing it. You have to actually think your way through it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It also kind of requires that the people you're traveling with are tolerant of you just sitting down for an hour and doing a sketch, and maybe they can go and look at something else while you're doing that. I recommend sketch tours. We took a tour to Romania a couple of summers ago. That was led by Christina, who's one of our administrators. And the sites and locations were planned specifically so we could go to them and sit for a while and sketch them. And it was excellent because we didn't have to worry about running off to the next activity or, you know, what are we going to do next? It was, here's where we're sitting for the next 2 hours. Do the castle. Sketch that castle. It was great.
And so if you're off on a trip, Jeb, do you need to have a sketchbook or can you just grab whatever's there, like a paper coffee cup or a napkin or the back of a receipt to sketch on? Because you said all you need is something to draw with and something to draw on.
The very best restaurants have paper that they spread out on the table. You just break out your pen and do a sketch right there. Now, that's harder to keep. I often will just leave it there. If the staff want to have it, they can have it. But I think that I'm right in saying that most of our urban sketchers wouldn't be caught dead without a sketchbook on them somewhere, even if it's a tiny little one that they can put in a purse or a pocket so that they make sure they've got something with them.
I always carry an emergency backup sketchbook.
Exactly right.
Can't leave home without it.
No. Exactly.
Kendra, how has your style changed over the time you've been with Urban Sketchers? How would you describe your style?
I've gotten a lot looser. And I've gotten used to the idea of at least the difference between like finishing a drawing and a sketch is that a sketch doesn't necessarily have to be finished, quote unquote. Because again, having been with the art training that I've had, I mean, I'm used to think, okay, I've got to finish this exactly, but it's been Urban Sketches has been helpful because I don't have to do that.
And that can be such a something that really pens you in when you have that tightness from your formal training and having, like, it's a struggle to loosen up.
Yes. And I'd also say that even though we're trying to draw, you know, what's in front of us, we're not looking for photorealism here. So, I mean, you can still bring your own personal style. I mean, if your sketch looks like Picasso's, that's fine too. Mm-hmm. We're not aiming for perfection or, as I said, you know, the hyperrealism.
I really like that about having any type of style. And when I looked at all of the sketches online from your throwdowns and the individual sketches, I wondered at first, well, are they any good? And they're all so good. And proportions can be off and something may be askew and it creates so much character.
I have to confess that if the drawing didn't turn out that day, I just don't put it. I just don't post it. I do have off days.
I think it's safe to say that any sketcher has sketches in their book that they're not happy with. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you get into it where you want it to look a certain way, but that's what this practice is for, is to figure out those problems and how to make them look the way you want.
Mm-hmm. And so I mentioned those throwdowns. Mariana, can you tell me about that?
Okay, so at the end of an hour and 45 minutes, we come back together and we put all the drawings on a big space, you know, just overlap and make a giant collage out of all the sketchbooks and take a picture. And then sometimes there's so many people have shown up, like there could be 50 people. Then mm-hmm. we take a video of the spread. And then we pick them up and we take a group shot holding our artwork, smiling. And that's what we post on Facebook. And that's it. And then, you know, some people go home. Some people decide to go out to lunch together. Some people, you know, it's either social or it isn't. And if you're very introverted, you're fine. It's okay.
And you say your group is kind of introverted, huh?
It is. I mean, we're a group of introverts who just show up, hi, and then go off and draw.
Well, speak for yourself.
Kendra, how can you register? When does that start for the summit?
Okay, summit registration starts May 17th, and you can register on Eventbrite.
Great.
And you can go to our group's Instagram or website or Facebook to get the link.
And we're going to have a link to that registration and also to Cincinnati Urban Sketchers on our website. Mariana Briner, Kendra Brown, and Jeb Brack of Urban Sketchers Cincinnati, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. This was fun.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Associate producer is Harper Carlton. Technical directors are Marshall Verbsky and Carlos Lopez Cornu. If you miss our program live, you can find Cincinnati Edition wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Lucy May. Thanks for listening.